listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Since 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been leading podcast publications as the insider voice of the pharmacy industry. Explore the profession and business of pharmacy through audio. Join us at pharmacypodcast.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or any of your favorite podcast directories. This podcast is not approved for CME credit. Every diabetes treatment plan is different. Individual results may vary. Nothing you hear on this podcast should be considered medical advice. All claims are supported by clinical evidence referenced in the show notes. For clinical study results, please refer to Dexcom G6 User Guide. For product-related questions, please refer to the instructions for use. For complete safety information, go to dexcom.com/safety-information. Smart devices are sold separately. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. Finger sticks required for diabetes treatment decisions if symptoms or expectations do not match readings. Data from collaborator devices and products may be verified by those collaborator devices and products. Users should confirm data and connections with their collaborator devices and products.
Welcome to Real Time Real Talk, a Dexcom podcast dedicated to pharmacists and other healthcare professionals on the front lines helping people thrive who live with diabetes. Dexcom is the leading developer of real-time continuous glucose monitoring, also known as RTCGM, and other digital technologies to better manage diabetes. Real-time CGM provides critical glycemic metrics for physicians, pharmacists, and diabetes specialists to act upon to help their patients live with as much freedom as possible. Dexcom empowers people to take control of diabetes through innovative continuous glucose monitoring. Real-time Real Talk is a proud member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. For more information on all Dexcom technologies, products, and services, please visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
My name is Todd Ury. I'm the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. 12 years it took to get to a specific level in publishing within the profession of pharmacy to really start tapping into the next level. And that is, much of our content is going to be very educational driven. And that is to really help to advance the role of our pharmacists. Today is part of that new commitment and campaign, bringing you a revolutionary technology in diabetes management. It's going to be brought to you by the Dexcom team. Continuous glucose monitoring, known as CGM, has been around for nearly two decades, and it's improved lives of thousands of people living with diabetes around the world. And we have two guests who are going to really help bring this content to light. We're excited about our new host of the Dexcom podcast, which is going to focus on many facets of technology. Dr. Reddy is one of our guests. Dr. Reddy is a clinical endocrinologist at Carbon Health, and she's been using diabetes technology in clinical practice for over 20 years. And she is a paid spokesperson today for Dexcom. Apoorv Kamath, he is the vice president, our second guest. Apoorv, he's the vice president of marketing at Dexcom. In his role, Apoorv is responsible for global product management and strategic partnerships. We also have our host, the one and only Cher Pastor. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here today. I'm turning this over to Cher. This is exciting. To announce that Dexcom is joining the Pharmacy Podcast Network. And with that, Cher, take it away.
Hi, Apoorv. Thanks so much for joining. So we're just going to talk today about continuous glucose monitoring in the Dexcom G6, and I have a lot of questions for you. So the first question is, please explain what continuous glucose monitoring is and how is it different from blood glucose monitoring?
Sure. Thanks, Cher. Glad to be here. Continuous glucose monitoring, or CGM, what it delivers to a user, to a patient, is a continuous glucose readings that can inform how one manages their diabetes. It provides alerts and alarms to dangerously low or high glucose levels, hypoglycemia, hyperglycemia. It provides trending and tracking that can inform therapy decisions. For example, how much insulin to take to cover a meal or to correct a high glucose reading. How many fast-acting carbohydrates to eat in response to a low blood sugar event, hypoglycemia. It provides data to clinicians that can inform therapy recommendations. It provides, especially with the latest generation CGMs, they connect directly to the mobile phone, which affords discretion, convenience to have the data at the tip of the fingers, or a smartwatch, a glanceable display. It also connects to a dedicated medical device, such as a receiver or a pump. So the latest generation continuous glucose monitors also drive automated insulin therapy, automated insulin delivery through the pump, which automatically manages glucose levels to maximize the amount of time in target glucose range. It's replaced every 10 days or so. And that is how CGM works day to day.
Okay, great. It sounds so interesting. And how is that different from a blood glucose monitoring? So what is a blood glucose monitor?
Sure. So historically, users would measure their glucose levels using a blood glucose meter or BGM. And what that involves is taking out a blood glucose meter, pricking the finger, extracting a droplet of blood, and measuring that blood droplet for its glucose concentration. That provides a reading at a particular moment in time. It's painful, and it only provides partial information compared to CGM. Remember, CGM is automatically measuring glucose levels and provides not only the measurement in the moment, but also trend information, the level and rate of change, and provides historical context. My data for the last 3 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, and further. So it puts the data in context. And that's important because if my blood sugar in my glucose reading is, say, 68 mg per deciliter, it's important to know whether my glucose is rising, staying steady, or falling. The action that I take can greatly depend on that context.
Got it. So that makes sense. So when I used to see patients in my office, so for example, if they just had a blood glucose meter and their number was 70, they would tell me, you know, they would get in the car and drive somewhere, and then they would end up with a hypoglycemic event because they didn't know that they were 70 and then their glucose was falling. So now this continuous glucose monitor would potentially avoid that from happening.
Right. And that, you know, that I think is the benefit that CGM uniquely provides, is that peace of mind and that confidence that the decisions that we make, the actions that we take can be made with that information and that confidence from CGM.
So, Apoorv, since you've been at Dexcom since 2003, can you give us and give our listeners a bit of background on the history of Dexcom and the different products?
Happy to talk about the history of Dexcom. We were founded in 1999 with a focus on continuous glucose monitoring with technology that had been developed at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. That technology was around a fully implantable CGM, one that could be implanted under the skin and last 6 months or up to a year. When I joined in 2003, that was our project. In 2004, we made the decision to port that technology and pivot to a transcutaneous, and it would measure glucose levels continuously for up to 7 days, and it would require BGM calibration twice a day. So morning and evening, a finger stick measurement would be entered into the CGM to keep the CGM in tune with blood glucose levels. In 2015, we launched G5. It was the first CGM to communicate directly with the smartphone. and it enabled the convenience, discretion of having glucose levels, glucose readings on the smartphone, also allowed for remote monitoring. Data could be shared with a loved one, say a parent, to remotely monitor a child's blood glucose readings, providing additional safety and peace of mind. And then in 2018, we launched our latest generation CGM, the G6. And the G6 introduced a whole new platform again, new chemistry, new code, new hardware. The applicator was updated, so now not a hypodermic needle as much as like a computer mouse that can be operated with one hand and with a single button press, the sensor is inserted. The sensor now, it can be worn for up to 10 days. And I think one of the major enhancements is that it no longer requires calibration with BGM. From day one to day 10, the CGM is auto-calibrated, factory calibrated, and many patients don't require finger sticks now to manage their diabetes.
Oh, that sounds so much better, because I know the blood glucose monitor is painful and it definitely hurts. So I'm glad that they don't have to do that anymore. Okay, so we talked about accuracy and we talked about treatment decisions. So if you can make treatment decisions, then the G6 must be pretty accurate. Can you please explain how accuracy is measured in CGM? And how does a patient know which one is more accurate, their CGM or their blood glucose meter?
It's a great question, Cher. Before any CGM is introduced to the market, it undergoes extensive clinical testing, clinical trials to demonstrate its safety and effectiveness. And those trials require that across a large population of patients, of subjects, that the CGM is tested for its accuracy across a wide range of glucose levels, anywhere from 40 mg per deciliter to 400 mg per deciliter. So low blood glucose to high blood glucose. That's measured using a gold standard reference. We use a gold standard reference called the Yellow Springs instrument. It's a benchtop analyzer. Every 15 minutes, a patient in a trial for a 12-hour period in clinic will have their blood glucose drawn or their blood drawn and their glucose measured with a YSI. That time-stamped blood glucose measurement will be compared to the time corresponding CGM reading. And over thousands of paired blood glucose and CGM readings, we evaluate the accuracy of the CGM.
I'm actually going to start by talking about the blood glucose meters, because that's what patients used for years and years. And I still remember this one patient, a type 1, who trusted her meter, who said it was high, took insulin, and then she passed out from hypoglycemia. And we were all in shock, and we found out that meter was not accurate. And so when I've actually looked at data from the Diabetes Technology Society that monitors glucose and does a surveillance, in a study that they conducted, only 6 out of the 18 top meters met the standards. So a lot of times the blood glucose meters are not as accurate as what we think they are. They're approved based on the standard that was in place when they were approved, and then nobody checks later on. So if your patient is using a meter, you definitely need to know if it's accurate or not. That is an issue. The second issue is how you take it. I had a patient with gestational diabetes whose glucose was 250, she was in shock, she washed her hand and it was normal. So there's also technique. So now when we move forward to CGM, we, again, as an endocrinologist, I wanna make sure these things are accurate and correct for my patients. So there are two things that we use to measure performance of our CGM. One is called MARD, which is mean absolute relative difference, that to me is always this big word, but basically it means how close are they to that reference value. So the MARD is the average of the absolute error between all CGM values and the matched reference value. So if your MARD is low, it means that your CGM value or sensory glucose is very close to that reference value. And anything under 10% is accurate in terms of insulin dosing. Like further lowering is not gonna improve the insulin dosing. So we know with the Dexcom G6, our MARD is 9.8%. I can fully trust it. Of course, I always tell my patients that, you know, when you see a CGM or a sensory glucose reading, if it doesn't make sense to you, go ahead and get your meter out and double check it whenever it doesn't make sense. But I know with the Dexcom G6, the MARD is 9.8%. And then we look at accuracy. And the way they define accuracy is they look at the percent of glucose values that are, again, close to that reference range. And they do what's called a 20/20. So for glucose levels less than 70, you want it to be within 20 milligrams per deciliter. And for over 70 and above, you want it within 20%. And so some of my patients said, you know, Dr. Reddy, I'm not sure, is that thing really accurate on the first day? And I'm like, yeah, it is. Again, use a meter if you're not sure. But when you look at the D1 accuracy for the G6, using that 20/20 that we just talked about, it's 92.1%. And the overall accuracy is 91%. So patients can start trusting their G6. Once that warm-up period is over, it's good to go and they can use it to take their insulin. So my patients feel very comfortable. I mean, they literally feel like they got their life back once they get a CGM and move from a blood glucose meter to a G6.
Sounds accurate. So glad the technology has come so far.
And what we found in the accuracy evaluation of the G6 CGM is that the average error, and this is measured using a metric we call the mean absolute relative difference, the average error between CGM and the gold standard blood glucose measurement is on the order of 9%. That means I can expect if my true blood glucose is, say, 100 mg per deciliter, my CGM reading will oftentimes be somewhere between 91 mg per deciliter and 109 mg per deciliter, within 9% on average.
Great. And that number, that 9%, is what allows one to make a treatment decision. Is that correct?
That's correct. The clinical accuracy criteria that we believe allows for safe decision making is on the order of 9% average error. There are other measurements that we use, other criteria that need to be satisfied, specific to hypoglycemia, specific to hyperglycemia. But one summary metric is the 9% MARD. That provides one number that that's easy to communicate in terms of accuracy.
So Apoorv, that sounds like fascinating technology. So can you tell us, where do you wear the sensor and how is it inserted?
Sure. Typically, for adult patients, the G6 CGM is worn on the abdomen, and patients often rotate, whether it's on their left side of the abdomen or the right side.
Okay, and how does the applicator work?
I describe the use of the G6 in four steps. One takes out the applicator. Again, it looks a little like a computer mouse. One peels it, removes the adhesive backing, sticks it on the body, presses the button, which inserts the sensor under the skin, and then clicks in the transmitter, the electronics module that sits on top. It's peel it, stick it, click it, and snap it in, and you're done.
Perfect. That sounds easy. Dr. Reddy, how does having insights from continuous glucose monitor help you manage your patients with diabetes?
Yeah, thank you, Cher. You know, to me, I mean, CGM has totally changed the way we take care of diabetes and totally revolutionized the lives of my patients and improved their outcomes. I mean, I used to have so many patients who would come and say, Dr. Reddy, I eat the same thing every morning. I take 10 units of insulin. It's almost boring because it's the same breakfast every day. But yet one day it's high, one day it's low, and they literally were pulling their hair out. Once they got a CGM on, they were able to see that this depends on which way the glucose is headed. So now they have this trend arrow and it was time for them to take their 10 units. They go, oh, it's going up. So we made an adjustment and they took about 10% more or whatever we calculated it to be. And similarly, the days that they're ready to take their 10 units and that arrow was going down, they knew they had to decrease their insulin dose. And the patient and I worked out an algorithm that worked for them. So all of a sudden, they felt in control. And one of the patients who really comes to my mind is an engineer who was just so frustrated because, you know, engineers love their numbers. And he just couldn't understand why when he ate the same breakfast, took 10 units, it kept fluctuating. Once he got a CGM, he really felt in control of his life because now he could adjust his insulin accurately. And he was the one in charge, not the diabetes. So it's totally changed having this trend arrow.
So is it true? Can anyone with diabetes use a continuous glucose monitor?
You know, that's an interesting question. So I always wondered, you know, when CGMs first came out 20, 25 years ago, I was using them mostly in my type 1 patients, who tend to be a little more techy. And so then, you know, as CGMs became more accurate and we could now use them in people with type 2 with multiple insulin injections, I was like, oh, can my 78-year-old use one, or can somebody with lower education use one? And the DIAMOND study done in type 2s clearly showed that it really didn't matter what your education level was, how old you were, although they use 60 as a cutoff, but I wouldn't call that old anymore, or whether you knew numbers, you could still benefit. So my oldest patient who uses a CGM, a Dexcom, is 84 years old. And I know I'm an adult endocrinologist, but I took care of kids as well. And my youngest was 5 years old, although it is approved for 2 and above. So it's really easy to use. With the G6, it's much easier than it was even with the G4 or G5. So my patients have no trouble whatsoever using a G6. I mean, to them, it's like they've got their life back. I mean, my last patient, who is actually a Medicare patient, got his G6. And I said, hey, how do you feel about this? He goes, Dr. Reddy, this is like a GPS. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, it was before I was like in my car, you know, before we had GPS, we kind of looked the map. We didn't really know where we were going. Well, that's how it was when I used a meter. And now that I've got my CGM, I know exactly where I'm going. I can sleep well at night. I'm not worried about a low glucose. And I just feel in control and I'm happier. And you know, Cher, we actually do in all our patients a PAID assessment, which is problem areas in diabetes, looking at diabetes-related distress. And his score was out over 40, and it now came down to 10. After using the CGM, and of course, with the whole program that we had as well with virtual diabetes care, but the CGM was an integral part of that program, the Dexcom G6.
Wow, it sounds like there's a lot of data. Dr. Reddy, how do you manage all that data? And what do you do with the data? And how do you get the data from the CGM into your software?
The Dexcom G6 gives us a very rich continuous glucose data set, so that now we're really doing our diabetes management and treatment decisions based on real data, not on spotty guesswork like we were before. So it totally changes how we manage patients. And so there are a couple ways, you know, in clinic is a traditional way. So when the patient walks in, you can download their CGM report. With the Dexcom G6, they can connect to a software called Dexcom Clarity, which the office can have. So you can just go to your Clarity and print out a report that shows you how much time in range they have, whether they're at 70% or above, which is the usual target for most people, or whatever your target is for that patient. Do they have any lows? Then you get a daily report. So then you can go over with each patient exactly what's going on each day. They can also put in their meals, the insulin they took, and you can log that as well. So now you can look at it with the patient in the office and make those adjustments in insulin dose. The other way is the patients can also download a separate app called the Dexcom Clarity app, where they get some of these reports as well, and they can look it up them in their phone. I actually had my dad, who's 84, wear a Dexcom G6, and I really thought that he would just be like, okay, I put this on, but he downloaded the Clarity, was really interested in his reports, and kept telling me how much his percent time and range had gone up. So even older individuals love looking at that technology. It's very, very simple and easy to use. And now that we've been hit with the COVID pandemic over the last 2 years, that has really accelerated telemedicine. I'm currently working with Carbon Health, and we do virtual diabetes care. So we take care of individuals with diabetes completely virtually. But even with others who are not doing this, with the Dexcom Clarity and your patient wearing a G6, you can do remote patient monitoring. So for example, if you had a patient with new onset type 1 diabetes, you could see them for one visit or even virtually, and then continue to manage them over a week. To give you an idea, we had a gentleman come in with an A1C of 12, and in 2 weeks, we had him to an estimated A1C of 6.5. And that's because we had the G6 on, and we could remotely look at what his glucose levels were, message him with changes, and take care of it. So it's totally changed how we can manage individuals with diabetes.
Can you elaborate on that further? Please tell us how you use Dexcom Clarity in your practice and how do you use it with your patients?
Yeah, it's really simple. So on our end, we have the Dexcom Clarity, And you would just basically open up the Dexcom Clarity, log onto the patient, click for reports, and you can see day by day what's going on with the patient. So let's say I called him on Monday, today's Thursday, I look at the last 3 days and he has put his insulin doses in there for me. I go, oh, that 10 wasn't enough, increase it to 12. If he's a type one and he's doing the carb ratio, I can adjust that. And then I can either call or message the patient back. So the data is automatically, if the patient has a smartphone, if they have a receiver, they have to upload it. But you don't have to have the patient, you know, constantly go to their computer and do things if they have a smart device. So it's a continuous flow of data, and it's really continuous support between visits as well with this kind of thing. You can look at the data on a monthly basis as well for each of your patients and let them know how they're doing. So, I mean, we really need to think of a new model of care with the way we're able to get this data flowing.
Dr. Reddy, we've been hearing all about this amazing technology. Is there any scientific evidence showing the clinical benefits using continuous glucose monitoring?
Yeah, there have been several studies done, the GOLD study as well as the DIAMOND, were the initial studies that showed significant improvement in A1C reduction in individuals with type 1 diabetes. And to me, I think the type 2 is a much bigger population that's on insulin. And when I look at the DIAMOND study for individuals with type 2 diabetes, this showed a significant reduction in A1C as well. These patients started with a baseline A1C of 8.5. And in the group that was on CGM, there was a reduction of 0.8% in A1C versus the control 0.5%. And when you look at patients who had a baseline A1C of more than 8.5 or more, there was a 1.1% reduction in A1C in the CGM group versus 0.7% in the blood glucose monitoring group. And more recently, the MOBILE studies show that in individuals who are on basal insulin managed by primary care providers, that using a CGM would cause a significant reduction in A1C as well of about 0.4%. And to me, the DIAMOND study was the most highlighting one to me, or kind of like changed my mind, because I always thought of CGM more as my type ones because they're techie. Could a type two really use it? But once the DIAMOND study came out with individuals with type two, it showed me scientifically in a randomized controlled trial that any individual who has type two diabetes on multiple daily insulin injections stands to benefit. And each and every of my patients who've been on it has benefited. You know, the other thing I should mention is because of how effective CGM was, and because we got the approval for a Medicare to approve the Dexcom G6 as an adjunctive indication, which now meant that my Medicare patients could also get a CGM. Prior to this, I had patients on CGM who, once they got Medicare, was like, goodbye CGM, hello Medicare. And I no longer had to do that. So I was literally jumping up and down when that approval came. But in order to reach that population, we developed a therapeutic CGM training program in our office and said 30 individuals with type 2 on insulin that we put the Dexcom G6 on. And so we were just trying to adjust their insulin. We weren't doing anything else. And I was absolutely shocked. At the end of the study, 3 people came off insulin because they had changed their behavior. And these were all type 2s. So CGM is a big behavior change because of the real-time feedback. I had an individual who had bariatric surgery put a G6 on. He came back to me and said, Dr. Reddy, this thing doesn't lie. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, I had an apple pie and it went to 400. So I had half a pie and it went to 250. He goes, I just threw the pie away. And I'm like, that real-time feedback in 1 minute changed his behavior. And I'd been talking to him for 6 months. So I think that's something that we don't often talk about, especially for our type 2s on multiple daily insulin injections. I think it can really help with those lifestyle changes.
It's a light bulb moment. I think with every patient that experiences CGM, there is that aha that occurs, because it reveals the effects of food. It reveals the effects of medications in ways that aren't observable with BGM.
Does Dexcom have any programs to help healthcare professionals get the G6?
We do. In 2020, we introduced a program called Hello Dexcom. Hello Dexcom is a free one-time sample that healthcare professionals can provide their patients to experience the benefits of Dexcom G6. It's a kit that comes with full instructions on how to get started, how to use CGM, and how to interpret the glucose data. It's a full 10-day experience. And what we found is that many patients have that light bulb moment within the first hours of using CGM, and they then stick with it.
Oh yeah, I've heard about Hello Dexcom. Dr. Reddy, have you used Hello Dexcom?
Yeah, yes, I have. And I found it very helpful when I was in practice, because then I could hand it out to my patients when I was doing an in-clinic practice. With virtual, it's a little harder because I'd have to ship it to them. But with the in-clinic practice, I found it very helpful to get patients started right away and experience the Dexcom G6 and all it could do for you. In fact, we would often put patients on in the office and let them try it and come back in 10 days. And then they're like, oh my God, this is so awesome. Can I get one of these? Can you prescribe one for me? And so I think it really, really helps for them to actually experience it, because something new is always like, you know, something scary, or not really scary, but they're just not sure. Is this for me? Do I need to do something different? Like, even though you tell them, until they actually experience it, they don't realize how much it's going to change their lives.
Okay, this is our final question, and I'll ask you first, Dr. Reddy, and then I'll ask you, Apoorv. So, Dr. Reddy, what would you say is the single most important takeaway from this conversation today?
I think for me, for the Dexcom G6, it's really hard to pick one single thing, but if I had to pick one single thing as a takeaway, it would be every individual with diabetes, especially those on insulin, should experience wearing a Dexcom G6. It changes outcomes, it prevents hypoglycemia, and it gives real-time feedback so they can make those lifestyle adjustments that are going to help them.
And Apoorv, what do you think is the single most important takeaway from this conversation and using continuous glucose monitoring?
I'd add, agree with everything that Dr. Reddy said. I'd add that CGM is about empowerment. It's about empowerment of for patients to better understand and personalize the way they manage their diabetes. It delivers better outcomes with less effort and more peace of mind. It improves quality of life. But it also empowers healthcare professionals, because now that dialogue, that conversation around how decisions translate to more time in range, time in target glucose range, and better outcomes, those are informed by data. And that it reveals the patterns of blood sugar that can drive meaningful conversations that have an impact.
Hey, I want to give a big shout out. Thank you so much, Cher, for hosting the Dexcom podcast. This is the first of many. We're excited about you joining the network. We're so proud that Dexcom has chosen the Pharmacy Podcast Network to help with distribution of great information for pharmacists looking to do something different and leveling up your care for your patients for diabetes management. And technology is so important, but it has to work. So that's why we're so excited about this platform. Apoorv, thank you so much for your participation and your insights. We have to have you back on the show, as well as talking with other healthcare providers and some of our other podcasts where diabetes technology is part of the overview and overall treatment solution. Dr. Reddy, a shout out to you. What a great insight. I'm so proud that you got to be part of the kickoff show for the Dexcom show. And listeners, you are the ones changing everything. You pharmacists that are out there doing some amazing things, diabetes management providers, diabetes educators, diabetes care experts, please reach out to the Pharmacy Podcast if you have any questions, or go to dexcom.com directly. You are listening to Real Time, Real Talk by Dexcom. We can't wait to hear the next episode. Please connect with us. Thank you, pharmacists and technicians, for all that you do. And thank you so much for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.